I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, summer concerts and a grand prize trip to Vegas. That's what we're doing this week. All week long, we've been giving away tickets to different shows in the Bay, like Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, Zac Brown Band, and Lady Gaga. The winning is throughout the day. Call 97 right now, 800-400-3697. We do this at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. You win tickets to a Bay Area show, and you're instantly in the running for the grand prize of a trip or two to Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. Who are we doing Lady Gaga again?
No, it is One Republic.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. Get to go check out One Republic, and you're in the running for the trip to Vegas. It's amazing. Be calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Before we get to the text, Vinny, some news out of the Taylor Swift trial. She took the stand, and this is what she said. And in case you aren't familiar, there's a Denver radio DJ who sued her because he wound up getting fired over this incident. She's countersuing for a dollar, saying, dude, you put your hand up my skirt. She was on the stand when this was written, describing the incident. She says of this guy, David Mueller, he did not touch my rib. He did not touch my hand. He grabbed my bare ass. He stayed latched onto my bare ass as I moved away from him, visibly uncomfortable. It was a very shocking thing I've never dealt with before. He grabbed my ass underneath my skirt. It was underneath my skirt. His attorney said, you continued to meet and greet with fans after this alleged incident. That makes it unlikely it happened at all. And she said, I did not want to disappoint my fans. Mueller's attorney told Swift during the questioning that she could have taken a break from the event. She said, and your client could have taken a normal photo with me. He's denying the allegations outright, and she's on the stand saying what happened to her right now. That's it. There's your update. I'm sure there'll be more tomorrow.
Crunch.
I know.
Okay, so we only have a few minutes to do a couple texts, even though we have piles of them here, but we have something more important. The movie's reviews. Why do you pronounce Los Gatos like that? Because every time we say that word, someone calls in and tells us we're saying it wrong.
Right. No matter how we say it, right. We're saying it wrong.
You can't win with that one, so we've just decided to go with whatever.
Right. The cats, LG.
Right. Vinny keeps talking about DNA tests. I've heard they're not accurate. Look it up.
Yeah.
Issues with them having DNA is they could potentially sell to health insurance companies. With potential effect being denial of coverage.
Well, you could also use a fake name. I mean, wouldn't you just swab your cheek, put Joe Blow from, you know, Blowhole USA, and they don't care. They just analyze it and send back the results.
Do you have to send any info, like a driver's license?
No. Well, to get the test, which they send out to you, it was nothing. You pay for them.
Right.
But it was $69 a test, so some people even wrote in, oh, you should just... You know, get one, send a fake one in next to the one. Dude, I that's like burning $70. I can't. And besides, it's fun. I'm enjoying it, right. But it won't change my life one bit at all.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to know.
I was born in Honduras and thought I was 100%, but recently found out my grandmother was born in El Salvador and neglected to tell us until years later. Oh. Then I found out my great-grandmother was born in Nicaragua. Which, by the way, someone wrote in and said, that's not South America yet.
Oh, Central America.
It's right there past Mexico before you get to South America. Oh. So, all right, you got me.
Okay, sorry.
Talking off the top of my head. Give me a break. Which DNA test did you end up going with? Ancestry.com is the one I used. On Who Do You Think You Are, Liv and Steven Tyler had a black great-grandfather, and Steven was stoked.
Oh. Mm. That's interesting.
It just goes to show you, though, that we're much more mutt than
we were
told.
There's no question.
And that's one of those things that you get. I was saying this the first time we talked about it. There's a sort of a family mythology we all just take
right.
as
your parents tell you.
And you go,
you
okay.
tell your kids, and yeah. they tell their kids.
And, right.
and it's based on pass it on.
Right. I'd be interested because I have a pretty solid breakdown of all these different things that I am. English, Irish, Slovakian, Welsh. Maybe one more. I can't really remember. But my mom has like a full, she knows all the percentages and stuff. It would be really interesting to get that back and see what else is all in there.
Right.
510 says, I needed that laugh today. You guys are the best.
Which laugh?
I believe it was your acid reflux story.
Oh.
Sarah's acid reflux story.
For the record, that's Vinny's acid reflux story.
It's hilarious. Can we get a replay?
Now.
You guys are cracking me up. When are we going to Vegas? I missed that.
Oh, I know. We got to go. When are we going?
In my opinion, the morning show just gets better and better, says 415.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. No, that's a thank you thing to say. That's just thank you
and
for the compliment.
That, you know,
turn it on over to the kids.
Might as well give him the whole show. I mean, he's so good at it.
All right, we're ready.
You're welcome.
So, do something.
It's time for the movie review. Wow.
All right, everyone. First of all, Liam is here. He's going to chime
Liam
in.
Liam Maclin, everybody.
He's gonna,
please, that's unnecessary.
That's wonderful.
Keep going.
What do you think
lovely
your intro?
To hear from you.
Thank you
for the delicious.
A jolly good morning to one and all. Oh, so lovely to be with you all. Thank you so very, very much
for
having me in.
Thanks for the pastries.
My pleasure. I baked them all myself.
Did you freak out when you heard the story that the queen was handing the throne down to her great, or her to her grandson?
No.
Did you immediately know that had to be fake?
Fake. As a royal subject, as a British subject, I'm an Irishman with an English accent, but born in Britain, round the corner from Buckingham Palace. I knew straight away that this won't happen. The Queen's going to live to 110. Charles becomes king at the age of 90. He dies at 92, serves for 2 years, and then is passed on to his son, William. Boom.
Who at the time will be 60 by then, so
yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
That's
the Queen will never abdicate because she serves crown and country, and her duty is to fulfill her lifetime role of serving crown and country, so she'll do it till she falls off her horse.
But there have been people who've
abdicated.
Walked away.
Oh, yeah, Edward. Of course, Edward VI went off with an American lady. That was a naughty time in the royal culture, but that happened. But the Queen will not abdicate. She's there till the bitter 4 drinks a day end.
The bitter end.
Yeah, your queenie accent is fantastic.
Thank you.
One and all is so happy to be here on the morning show with one and all. I will never abdicate the crown. I will serve the country till the day I die.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Before we get to the Glass Castle, I just want to remind everyone, Ingrid Goes West opens wide this week.
That's a good movie,
we reviewed it last week.
Sorry, who opens wide this week?
Ingrid Goes West opens wide.
Wow.
All right, beautiful people, Alice Radio, here is your review of The Glass Castle. So Brie Larson, Naomi Watts, and Woody Harrelson. So this film is ultimately about one thing, bad parenting.
You must have loved this movie.
Woody plays a drunk father who physically and verbally abuses his kids because his mom molested him. And Naomi is Woody's wife and the enabler.
Yeah.
Liam, with a film like this, this family drama, I guess, I think as an audience member, you have to be able to identify and relate to the characters and situations. I couldn't relate to one person. I couldn't even empathize with one person. Could you relate to anyone in this film on any level at all?
Clearly, Hooman and I had very different childhoods. Watching this movie for me was like taking a vacation. It made me feel good about my childhood, which was challenging. So watching this movie, I identified with the kids. There were 5 kids raised by, as you mentioned, a crazy alcoholic father, a delusional mother who paid more attention to her art, she was an artist, than she did to her family or kids. This is a tough movie to watch, but clearly, you know, this movie was put out because there are a lot of people out there who had dysfunctional families, alcoholic parents, so the marketing people thought, yeah, big market, let's capture it. So for me, I actually did feel good about my childhood, and I thought they did a really good job. There is hope in this movie. Yes, it's grim, it's disturbing, but there are moments of levity and lightness that really make this movie worth watching.
Well, this is a true story, right?
It is.
Based
true,
on this,
yeah.
some
Absolutely.
Journalist.
It takes place in 1989. Well, so one of the reasons people go to films is to escape. Is this will this movie be an escape for anyone at all?
If you love to escape and get your heart pulled and your soul ripped, this is the film to go and see. It's an absolute, it's an emotional joyride like none other.
All right, so
okay,
I don't know if I buy that, but the film, you know, as depressing as it was, unfortunately, it was also over 2 hours. I actually feel like the movie's still not over.
Well, can I say something about that? It was 2 hours, but listen, the performances are so brilliant. Woody Harrelson, I think he'll get nominated for an Oscar for this. Yes, he will. I thought he was fantastic. Brie Larson, fantastic. The performances were that good. Because of the performances, you're willing to sit through 2+ hours of this grim journey this family has.
I can't disagree more. Listen, they could have easily cut out 45 minutes of this film.
They could have trimmed it a little bit.
A little.
Yeah. But Woody, I mean, I love Woody. I know you guys love Woody.
Well, how was his acting?
I thought...
How was he?
You know, for once, he always plays goofy characters, right?
Yeah.
He's a little goofy here, but there's amazing emotional scenes, especially towards the end. Don't want to spoil it when he almost dies. that bit, when he's in the bed, his deathbed, I thought it was very emotional. I thought, there's the Woody we know can act, and he did. He was brilliant.
How about the moments where he's physically abusing his kids?
Disturbing, but brilliantly done. Yeah. Well, I thought he was fantastic.
So usually there's a point to movies. Does this film have a point?
It does.
What's the point?
Broken families, the kids can bond, and they can break the cycle. I mean, to watch this movie was to take a journey along the boulevard of broken dreams. These kids, all their dreams were broken, but the four kids, they managed to stick together, stay together, and transcend all the problems. They went on to have very successful lives.
All of them?
All of them.
Wow.
Well, not the youngest one, right? The youngest one seemed messed up at the end.
That was your interpretation. I thought
she seemed fine too.
To me, she seemed fine. But what does that mean?
But then again, you're sort of measuring this against your own childhood, as you mentioned.
My own disturbing childhood.
This made you feel better about your disturbing childhood, which isn't, you know. Yeah.
Which we'll talk about in length, you and I, one-on-one after the show today.
Fantastic. I can't wait. God, I don't.
Vinny's a great listener. Maybe Vinny could be in on that too. Vinny, do you want to hear about my childhood after the show?
I'd love to. As a fellow Englishman, I would love to be there to hear
I knew it. When I first met Vinny, there was an instant bond, and I wasn't sure what it was about. Today, I learned, because at his heart of hearts, he is British.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers, mate. See you down the pub for a lemonade.
When you see Vinny, does he remind you of your kinsman?
He does. When I look into his eyes, I see myself.
Aww. You see little crowns floating there?
Yeah. When I look deep into his soul, I see a little piece of me. Aww. When I see his good teeth, I think, well, he's not British.
we'll talk about his teeth during our conversation later, too.
Oh, really? Is there something there?
No.
You know what I love about coming here?
What's that, Liam?
I love the fact that you even invited me back because, you know, Hooman screwed up last time and gave me the wrong day. So because of that, the fact that you would have me back, because, you know, my love affair with Alice goes back such a long time.
Oh, we love
you
too.
My love for you, Sarah, my love for you, Vinny, it's deep. Hooman, well, we can talk about that after the show.
Sum it all up, let me just... So it seems like you're saying, if you didn't grow up in massive dysfunction, this movie really isn't for you.
If you like good acting...
And
if you had a screwed up childhood, go and see this film, because you will feel better about yourself.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, if you had a good childhood, maybe it would be like an eye-opening thing, and you'd have more appreciation for how you grew up.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that the children of alcoholics end up raising their own parents. Their childhood ends up getting taken away from them, and they have a really rough go of being adults and trusting. And
spot on,
Vinny. It's a tough thing to have see them go through, and they almost never forgive their parents.
No, they don't. But often... they end up becoming great parents because they break the cycle. And I think that's what happens in this movie. They break that cycle because Woody Harrelson's character, you know, a lot of disturbing things happened to him. He then started to pass some of that on to his kids.
Vey.
However, he didn't abuse them. He instead turned to the booze. So the kids kind of skip that And they all seem pretty normal to me. So,
sum it all up, let me just say this. Yeah. Stylistically, the film is crafted very poorly. Oh. I can't believe I'm saying this, but the lighting was even off.
He leaned into me halfway through the film. Look at the lighting. I'm like,
it's horrible.
Stop talking.
I couldn't believe how poorly backlit it was. I'm like, they should have reshot that whole scene. I mean, seriously. I couldn't empathize or relate to anyone. Woody's good, but that's about it. I didn't think the film was well done. By the way, you got to come up with a rating system. I'm giving it 1.5 Persian rugs out of five.
Out of five, I'm going to give it 3 foodie chaps on one cheek out of five. And if I can say one last thing.
Here we go.
This movie, if Woody does not get an Oscar.
He's not.
The wig maker will get an Oscar for the wigs in this film. They are amazing.
Woody's hair is so bad. I leaned over to Liam and I'm like, why is his hair so bad?
It is
not only the lighting bad, but his hair is terrible.
It does look like he's got a skunk on his head for much of the film. You're watching the movie and you are distracted a little bit. But in the end, I let it go. I wasn't distracted. But a human kept on leaning into me going, look at the wig, look at the wig. Bad hair. I'm like, stop it.
I think he gets bored and he just wants to have a conversation during movies, you know, and get something going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, he wasn't bored because he had a lovely lady with him. He always does at the movies.
Oh, who? Tell us more.
Where is Rachel?
What lady? Is it Rachel? Was her name Rachel?
Did I say something? I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, you did. You crossed the line.
This is usual.
You crossed over to the light.
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Sarah told me this morning, she called me at home this morning at 5 and said, Liam, when you come on, be honest and share anything you have on Hooman. So that's what I'm doing.
You said that?
I did.
You called him on your way to work?
She always does.
No, right when I got here, I called.
Incredible.
Yeah, we chat every morning.
Do you have his number?
I chat with the foodie chap. Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you, darling. Liam.
Great to see you guys.
It's great to see you, too. And we do have a long history with you. Of course you were going to get us. We were going to be done with you after you missed one movie.
Thank you, Brother Vinny. My British brother. Cheers,
thank
mate.
You. Cheers.
Taking a quick break. We'll be right back.
Toodlepip.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, man, Friday right around the corner. Don't worry, drinks.
We'll be coming. Yeah. And Outside Lands. I'm going to go on Saturday.
Oh, you are?
When are you going to go, Vinny?
Not sure yet. I have to figure out how I have to get a ticket for my kid.
Oh.
I didn't realize that would...
Leave the kid at home. She'll be fine. Leo, the cat will take care of her.
Yeah, put some cat food out. She'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I don't know yet. The answer to the question is I don't know yet.
Mm. Well, we're going to pick up our tickets today at the box office.
Oh.
It'll be so much easier to do it today than tomorrow because tomorrow there's no car access where today you can get there by car.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be much easier.
I wonder if a lot of people don't know that you can pick them up early.
I don't know.
Well, don't tell everybody.
Well,
I'm sure all the info's at RadioAlice.com.
I thought that was a great movie review.
Oh, I thought so too. Actually, we asked Liam to stay for the secret show.
Yeah,
he's going to hang out and we'll get the Englishman's take on the bad advice and
hear
about his horrible childhood. And,
yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
I most definitely don't want to watch that movie, but the way he came, he seemed to not care about the whole thing from start to finish.
Right, he didn't like it.
But the way Liam came away with it, thinking that at least there was some positivity for the kids, often the angriest people are children of alcoholics. They've had their childhood stolen from them.
They've been let down at every turn.
Repeatedly, right. They do often find success, but there's like they create this extreme view of normalcy that they have to present.
Mm.
It's really interesting. So I would maybe watch it because of that to see.
I'd be interested to hear your take on it.
I think that would be very
interesting.
The Glass Castle?
Glass Castle. I'm 99% sure that's what it's called. Next week is when Logan Lucky is going to, or whatever, Logan's Luck or
No,
Logan's
it's a different
run.
Movie next week.
Oh, well, great. I thought you said it was Logan.
Well, yeah, Lucky Logan was supposed to be next week with me, but then we got a comedian coming in who's great. So we're going to do that.
Your friend, apparently.
Our friend.
Brandon and I are friends with him.
Don't say anything. What's his name?
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
What's his last name?
Ortiz. Right. Ortiz.
I saw him do comedy about a month ago.
Oh.
It was so funny. Oh, he killed it.
So he's coming in to do a movie, but it's not going to be Lucky Logan.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Oh, it's that Sam Jackson, Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, where the bodyguard's body, the hitman's bodyguard.
Yeah.
That looks pretty funny. I love Ryan Reynolds. Okay, so anyway, we're going to go do a secret
show. You do?
Yes. Oh, have I not told you? I'll tell you all about it on the
is
secret show.
Is he handsome or something?
Oh,
I didn't know.
He is delightful. Huh. It's not just that he's handsome. It's that personality. I love his whole, his charisma. It's
right.
Just, yikes. I could just keep talking about him now. Blah, blah, blah.
You want to hear more about Ryan Reynolds and my feelings of overwhelming concern?
All right, so tomorrow is Friday. We're looking forward to that. Don't forget Big Brother's on tonight. Mm. It's the eviction night. Super exciting. Have a great one, and we'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.